I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, we've already had a couple of snows in West Virginia, and plenty more are headed our way in the months ahead. So it's time to put up your backyard bird feeder. In a moment, I'll explain how to make that feeder an attractive and positive experience. Rich Bailey is the state ornithologist with the West Virginia DNR and says while it's not really critical to put out a feeder for birds, when done correctly, it doesn't hurt anything.
Feeding birds in winter is something that state residents and folks everywhere really like to do. But the truth of it is that birds existed for a long time before we started feeding them, and they were just fine. There's no real, it's not real cut and dry whether it helps them or hurts them, but it is a delight to state residents to be able to do it. And we can say that, you know, if you're doing it right, you're not going to be hurting them. And, you know, where you feed them, they sometimes do better in the spring with nesting and things like that.
So what's best food to give them?
So the best thing to feed most birds in the state is black oil sunflower seeds. And you can get black oil sunflower seeds at Walmart or, you know, Southern States or other places like that. It's the most bang for your buck in terms of nutrition, and it's most likely to feed the birds that you want to feed and not feed the birds you don't, such as starlings and house sparrows.
Now, in case you're wondering what's wrong with starlings and house sparrows, well, they're invasive non-native species, and they make native birds live twice as hard because of their aggressive nature. Now, another great feed for your backyard bird feeder would be a suet cake.
Suet cakes are great. It's basically a fat, and it's really high calorie and calorie dense. If it's really cold out, for example, birds will get on suet, and it really helps them out. Suet's great for bringing in woodpeckers. You put a little cage around the suet, maybe try to keep the squirrels off of it, and you might get birds like red-bellied woodpeckers coming up and eating the suet. It's a great feed and one we recommend.
But above all, and the most important thing about having a backyard bird feeder is maintaining it properly and keeping it clean.
Cleaning bird feeders is one of the things that we emphasize above all other things. Just like people, birds can get sick, and you know, if you've got a sick kid in school, all the other kids got to watch out. They might get sick too. It's the same thing. And what we recommend is taking bird feeders down every week, or if not every week, at least every 2 weeks to clean them out in a mild bleach and water solution. That way you're getting off all the rotted food or rotted seed, and the moisture in there is, you know, basically you keep it clean and sanitary, and the birds are much less likely to get sick.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.